Tuesday night, or it was Zion, or it was Zion Tishrei Toshanayim Chesdimahalach and Chodesh Alovus. Okay, when you put on your talis on Erev Yom Kippur, people wear a talis, so you make a bracha on it. But if you put it on after Shkia, which I don't know, if you come late, maybe you'll be putting it on after Shkia, then you don't make a bracha anymore after Shkia on your talis. Kittel, our minhag is not to wear a kittel in the bathroom. Strictly speaking, maybe you could, especially if you're just urinating. But the ma'aseh covered of the kittel is something that was only worn by davening, so we take it off when we go into the bathroom. Okay, now Chodesh Halavos, Shar Yichud HaMa'aseh, and we're in Perek Beis. He's talking about how to develop it, what you're going to need for it. So he says 10 things, and then the first five is actually the first five Sha'arim. In Chodesh HaLavos, because if you focus that Hashem is everything and the only thing, which is Shar HaYichud, and Shar HaBechina, how He constantly showers us with Tov, which demands in turn our Avodas Elohim, which is the third Shar, and then Bitachon, and then five is like a tweak in Bitachon, even though it's part of Bitachon Gufa, that no one can hurt or harm you. But this is, I think he speaks it out as a listing in itself, even though it's really part of what Bitachon means, is because this is really the big Nisayon in Shar Yichud HaMa'aseh, because what spoils maybe more than anything else the idea of doing something only because it's the Ratzon Hashem is because I have other cheshbonos in mind. I am afraid of getting fired, I'm afraid that this person could hurt me, or I want this person to help me, I want to be machnef him, I want him to hold of me. It's because we think of other powers as the source of what happens to us that we will go ahead and do something in order to either aid and abet what we want to get from that person, or to counter what we're afraid of happening from that person. But if a person has a highly developed sense of bitachon, and the fact that no one can hurt or harm him unless it's the Ratzon Hashem, then he'll be able to progress further in Shar Yichud HaMa'aseh, only living his life and doing things because it's the Ratzon Hashem, not because it's whatever it is the Ratzon of other people.
That's after normal hishtadlus, though, right?
Yeah, we're not talking about that's in Shara Bitachon.
You can't tell off your boss and expect that it's just everything's gonna be okay.
But if your boss is doing an Avera and he's conducting the business dishonestly, and whether he wants you to participate or not, assuming you have a Chiyuv Tochacha, but you don't want to do it because you're afraid you'll get fired and then you won't have Parnasa, so then Bitachon kicks in again. But Stam to tell off your boss, maybe he should be telling you off, I don't know. we're talking about things that are again ruchnius. Certainly, if a person is obnoxious to his boss, that's probably almost certainly a lack of hishtadlus. It's not normal behavior. But if the boss, the nishayonos come up when the boss is doing something wrong, I get many more phone calls than I ever dreamed of people whose bosses are not acting correctly, halachically, and they don't know what to do. Baruch Hashem, their conflict isn't a fear of getting fired. Their conflict is just, is it in their place to say something? Really, I'm very spoiled from people like the average person. That's not really, he's afraid, but then they're not really their issue. The issue was really, is it in his place, or like it's embarrassing, you know, it's like you confront someone. So the confronter usually is more embarrassed than the confrontee, even though it shouldn't be that way. But that's how it is, right? I'm embarrassed to confront my boss with the fact that he's doing something dishonest. You know, it's like, it's embarrassing. That's how it is. It's human nature. But again, my point is that the reason he makes a hadgosha of not of being convinced, of realizing of internalizing that no one can help or harm you other than Hashem, or without the Ratzon, it being the Ratzon Hashem, even though that is part and parcel of number four, which is Bitachon, because if you learn Shara Bitachon, that's part of Bitachon, is because this is the crux of I want that person to be of Yichud HaMaaseh, because you do things because I want that person to be my friend, or I don't do things because I don't want that person to think I'm a frumi, or I don't want that person to think I'm not a I'm off the derech, you know, but I think it's proper to do something, but I don't want him to not hold of me, and I'm afraid I won't do shidduch, and I'm afraid my kid won't get into school, and that's how people live. And let me tell you know, that's how people live. And Shara Yichud HaMaaseh is here to teach us not to live that way. Okay. So therefore it's important as a prerequisite to have a finely developed sense that no one can hurt or harm me except if it's the Ratzon Hashem. Okay, Vahashishi number six. Sheyeshava etzlo mishabchu bnei yodam o yiganuhu. I want to meet this person, that it's all the same to him if people praise him or knock him. That's... Okay, we'll Vashvi, and then we'll stop after the Shvi, because there are 10 things. Hashvi sheyazov hayipul of neyodom. You have to stop flattering people. So again, flattering usually means that you cover up for them. You don't want to tell them their flaws, or you don't want to tell them if they're doing something wrong. I don't think there's anything wrong. I don't know if he means stop flattery that's harmless. So why are you doing it? And then maybe there's something wrong with it if it's insincere and you just want to get on the person's good side. So maybe that's... But then again, that belongs to Shara HaBitachon already, whether you should stop do things like dishonestly or insincerely in order to get on someone's good side. Because again, that gets us into the Parsha of Bitachon. I don't know if it belongs in Shara Yichud HaMaaseh. But he says, Sheyazov Hayipu Lufnei Adam. He should... maybe it just means he shouldn't be in the habit. Yazo means, you know, some people, that's how they live. They live that they flatter people. That's what it means. Flatter. Yachtom is... Or maybe Yipui, I don't know, in the Leif Tov, he learns Yipui of Neodim doesn't mean to flatter people. It means that a goal of mine is to find, is that people should hold of me. He learns it the other way. Not I flatter others, but I want people to hold of me. Because the lesson of the Chavitah Lovers that we have is Sheyazov Hayipui Lifnei Adam. So I assume that meant flattery to people. But in the Leif Tov says Sheyachdal Mila Hesiapos Lifnei Bnei Adam. He shouldn't he should not be obsessed with or even think about how he appears to other people. Okay, stop here.